What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people were reacting yesterday to Michael Lombardi's tweet early in the day. He says, if Dak Prescott has turned down an offer in the $30 million per year range, which is what I'm hearing, then he is nuts. Not a top five quarterback.
That's the kind of thing that gets the Twitter going.
You're right, Brad. Everybody started going nuts after that, and then everyone started reacting to that. Because, you know, in terms of stuff that's on the record or stuff that's out there in the Twitter sphere, that's a hard word to say, that people are reacting to, there hasn't really been, at least Cowboys haven't put out or Dak side haven't put out quote-unquote hard numbers, right? There's been some ideas where we think it might be and where some of that is going. But that's probably, I think, the first national figure I've seen that has put a hard number out there. However, if you've been listening to our show and were listening last week when we were out in Oxnard, Ben put a number out there that was way different than Michael Lombardi's number. Now, Michael Lombardi's number sounds like it's coming from the Cowboys side. You were hearing rumors, Ben, of numbers that of what Dak was asking for, and it's nowhere near close to $30 million.
No. And the stuff I was hearing out there, the whispers and murmurs and irresponsible rumors. Irresponsible rumors. Irresponsible rumors. Here is something that I heard today. It's probably something that I shouldn't say. I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. Irresponsible rumors. Yeah. Okay. That it's very possible that CAA, who... the team of Jedi agents who all are Scott Boras starter kits. And Scott Boras is known as being the baseball antichrist, right? That's what our buddy named him. And so this is what they do. They gouge and go for the jugular with franchises. They get every single penny. He hired them. When they hired him, I explained that, hey, this isn't going to be a team-friendly deal. You don't hire them for a team-friendly deal. And so the whispers and murmurs and rumors that I've been hearing is that Team Dak was seeking over 40.
Good luck with that.
Over 40. The idea was behind it was this. Hey, listen, we're aware that each new quarterback that comes down the pike is going to get more money. We know Matt Ryan's got 30 per year. We know Wentz got 32. We know Aaron Rodgers got 33.5. Roethlisberger's got 34. Russell Wilson's got 35. We don't want to just get a deal for Dak based on those deals because we're CAA.
Right.
I mean, why would we settle for that? Don't insult us.
Of course.
So they said, listen, we want to get a deal that doesn't immediately get disrespected by the next deal. And we know that Pat Mahomes is coming down the pike. He's going to get a big deal. He's probably going to get 40. We're hearing that a lot. We'd like Dak to be somewhere in that range. We'll sit here and wait for your call. And so I understand, like, an agency is going to go do the best job they can for their client and go try to get every penny that they can. So it's a negotiation. So when I saw the, you know, based on hearing those things, okay, Team Dak's wanting over 40, really? And again, I haven't seen that in print anywhere. I haven't seen one on the record with that, but those are whispers and rumors, just like this is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, except Lombardi's willing to put it out there.
He said this is what he's hearing.
Yes.
All right.
If what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, in other words, if what he's hearing is accurate, that Dak turned down 30, and if what I'm hearing is accurate and that they were seeking more than 40, then what's the middle ground? 35. And that's what we've been saying.
Right.
They will probably end up settling at 35.
Which
and
is...
Even I brought this up, and Sean and RJ killed me when I said 36. I mean, if and they were like, this is stupid. But let's say that they settle at 35. At this point, that would be a compromise in the middle. Think about that.
Yeah. And the other thing about it, too, is that the Cowboys don't even have to pay 35. They've got him this year, and then they can start franchising. You don't want to do that. But if it's over what you think the guy is, then there's no sense in paying over. And then you go, well, wait a minute. If they're going to franchise Dak, then what are they going to do with Byron? Or, you know, you can only have so many franchises and so many transition tags and all these kinds of things. But if... okay, let's say Pat Mahomes, let's say it's 40. Do you guys think that unless the Cowboys go in the Super Bowl that Dak statistically speak, because that's what they do, they look at statistics. Like I saw some people flashing out Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is what, 32?
Yeah, 32.
32.
Carson Wentz's stats and Dak's stats, make the argument Dak's stats are better.
They're pretty close.
For the course of their career.
Yeah.
Like, you know, more recently, Carson Wentz's numbers go up because they started unleashing the ball. One thing he's got working against him is he's never played in a playoff game because he's always hurt. Right?
Right.
But if the Cowboys look at it and go, hey, you're putting up the same numbers as Carson Wentz, why don't you sign the Carson Wentz deal? And Dak says no, then what?
Yeah.
Then Dak goes and plays for whatever his number is this year. There's a bonus and all that. But it's a very low number. And then Dak suddenly has the pressure on him to go out there and put up. Because if you're going to go out there and go, hey, we want Mahomes money, well, then you probably need to put up Mahomes numbers, right?
Right. And the thing is, if you're going to have a, first of all, I mean, this conversation is ludicrous, but if you're going to have a $40 million quarterback or a $35 million quarterback, and you're going to have a $20 million wide receiver, and you're going to have a $15 million running back,
mm-hmm.
and you've got all these guys that are highly paid along the offensive line as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the reality is there's only so much pie to go around.
Right.
And if what you're talking about is a team that, hey, man, we're paying our three skill position players, what, 35, 20, and 15? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a hell of a lot of money. You're eventually going to have DeMarcus Lawrence and a bunch of rookies, rookie contracts on the other side.
Right.
How good is Dak? Is he good enough to win without a defense? Is he good enough to win without an offensive line?
Mm-hmm.
Or is Zeke good enough to still run without an offensive line? Because I know that's not the case now. And in the short term, you can absolutely go for it.
Right.
And still, they're going to get a chance to draft. And this club is drafted really well. But you can't just make that much money and still have a badass supporting cast.
Right.
And to me, every player should go for every penny they can. It makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. You're risking your life on every snap. I don't blame Dak for going for this. I don't blame CAA. It's what their job is. But it seems to me like it would be way wiser for Dak, and it's easy for me to take a pay cut for Dak,
mm-hmm.
but it'd be great if Dak would say, yeah, I'll play for 30 so I can make sure that there's this badass cast of support around me, because the better I do, the better my brand grows, the more endorsement opportunities I have. And then when I retire, if I want to, I'll go step right into a booth for about $15 million a year.
Well, there's a problem with that, Ben. And the problem is that mentality of what you said, Dak taking a pay cut. He is not taking a pay cut.
Right, right.
He is increasing his pay by $29 million. And on top of that, like, okay, so 30 is a pay cut from 35. Does anybody think that Dak is Russell Wilson right now?
No.
Russell Wilson's been to two Super Bowls and won one of them. And then when Russell Wilson's team fell apart, he still drug him to the playoffs. I love Dak Prescott. I think he's the quarterback for here. I want him to be here. But I'm not sitting here saying he's as good as Russell Wilson. So it's okay to want the most money in the NFL, but he's not currently the best quarterback in the NFL. So the idea that he's taking a pay cut going from 35 to 30 is BS agent talk, because there's no real unit of measure to go, yeah, that makes sense. He's worth 35. What are you basing it on? You're basing it on the Super Bowl winning highest paid quarterback in the NFL, or you're basing it on a number that a superstar that's putting up historic numbers is going to get, because Dak hasn't done either one of those things. A $29 million increase in salary is not a pay cut. It's huge. It's massive. And it puts the team and it puts him in position to make tons of money forever, get the deal done now, and then continue to make money and continue to win. And then possibly one day look back 10 years from now and go, huh, I'm in this sort of Tom Brady position because I've been a part of a great team. I've won all this. I've got my own. I mean, look at all the money, Brady. Don't bring up Giselle. Brady makes money off everything because he wins. So you can win and get paid a ton. A ton of money. $30 million is not a discount for anybody by any stretch of the imagination.
I just think there's a problem too, though, that Derek Carr got a big deal and Jimmy Garoppolo played 8 games and got a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Has never done anything in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kirk Cousins, to an extent, got a huge deal. And I think the guarantees
have more
to
than
match
all
up.
Those guys.
The guarantees have to match up too, though. You start talking about getting in the 30s or whatever, how much are the Cowboys guaranteeing? Like,
right.
If you look at the Carson Wentz contract, he took a deal that was pretty team friendly from a guarantee standpoint. It allows them to get out of it at a certain point without having too much damage done. And for a guy who's injury prone like him,
mm-hmm.
it works out pretty good for the Eagles. So his 32 number that we always talk about, well, his guarantees are nowhere near the guarantees that Matt Ryan got, or that Russell Rogers. Wilson got, Aaron Rodgers got,
right.
Or Kirk Cousins, who got 100% of his contract guaranteed.
Right.
They're nowhere near that. So, like, when this comes out, like, we do react and overreact to, like, here's the number. It's in the 30s or whatever it is. I'm also going, well, were the Cowboys kind of trying to skimp out on him on the guarantee side?
That's a fair because question.
Here's the thing I would say about Dak and Amari, too. Those are two guys who every time they've been asked about this, they've been very clear about, they don't really talk about it, let my agents handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone's a little bit involved in their contracts. Everyone knows that. But it could be a thing where Dak went, all right, well, do you guys think I should take this or not? And CA is like, no, I think we could probably get you a little bit more. And he's like, all right, y'all keep handling it. I'll go play football.
Well,
I think it could be something like that. And I think I just think it's unfair for Dak to take flack for Dak turned down 30. Well, he's not worth that. I think that's messed up because Dak's really not really hasn't been terribly involved, for at least for all we've heard.
I disagree. I'm not mad at him for turning it down, but I think he's very involved. These guys are very involved in their negotiations. And ultimately, what it's going to come down to, and I've seen this up close with baseball. I've seen this with a Scott Boras client. I've seen a negotiation with a Scott Boras client in baseball where Boras wouldn't even talk to the team. I don't even want to talk to the team unless you're willing to just pay the moon, the stars, everything, right? The sun, the moon, the stars. And the team's like, well, we can't do that, but we'd like to make a fair offer. And the player can't even get the information from the team because the agent stands in the way. So that does happen. But eventually what has to happen is the player has to say, hey, you work for me. I hired you as a business alligator to go get every penny you can out of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
But you're choking the life out of my team.
Yeah.
So you work for me and let's find an area. Like if Dak's agent came back to him and goes, man, we're around 35. Hey, we're going to stay after him though. Right then and there, he could say, no,
right.
Take that deal.
But you know what this is the point you've made over and over, Ben. CAA doesn't get down like that, you know? And if it's, I mean, I think about the way the tank negotiation went down, where it's crazy adversarial between Steven and his agent. It wasn't until Steven got on the phone with Tank until the thing got done, you know? And it really comes down to this is how much do these guys want to be Dallas Cowboys? And I'm not saying that like my last name is Jones, but there, when you sit there and go 13 and a half, hell no. When there's only one other guy in the league that's making that and everyone universally thinks it's a bad contract.
This is Jones.
That's not dying to be a Dallas Cowboy. No way. If I'm not the highest paid guy ever, I'm going to sit down and then you can send me somewhere else. Like, okay, well, that's not negotiating in good faith. So we'll figure out who wants to be here. So look, I want these guys to get as much as they can get, all of them, but it's salary cap. So at some point you've got to make tough decisions. And so eventually the Cowboys will make tough decisions and go with the guys that they can sign. If someone is like, I refuse, even though my numbers don't suggest it, I refuse to not be the highest or second highest paid quarterback in football, then they got to go figure out something else to do. Just because that guy wants it doesn't mean you have to give it to him. And it's tough. It's an incredibly difficult position to fill. But he doesn't have to be the highest paid guy. He hasn't earned being the highest paid guy. He's earned a great contract. They can give him a great contract. If he's not willing to take the great contract, I don't know what you do, man.
The idea that these guys have a pact, too, because that's what one national writer was saying behind the scenes. Hey, I think the big three guys have a pact together, not to take a penny less.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That's where they get a knife and they cut little blood marks on their fingers, yeah, and then they touch tips.
Uh-huh. Is that allowed?
I'm fine with it.
Not on the field.
Right.
But
can you get a disease that way?
But yes.
Yes.
But it's called greed. But a penny less than what?
Right.
A penny less than what? The highest paid at every position?
I think it was like this.
A pact to torpedo the team?
So Dak's like, listen, I'm going to ask for 40. Amari's like, I'm going to ask for 22. Zeke's like, cool, I'm going to ask for 20.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
and they laugh at Zeke.
let's go.
Ready,
let's go.
Break.
Right.
All right, great.
Yeah, and Zeke's in a fascinating position that we've talked about because his position's being devalued across the league. It's way lesser money than anybody else. But the Cowboys took him with a top five pick and give him the ball 50% of the time.
Right.
He's their whole team.
They are
right on the cusp of being a contender. Like, they are a contender with him. They could go win a Super Bowl this year. So he's leveraging that and how bad Jerry and Steven want it. God, this is crazy. But they're about to head down this contractual road where it's going to be the most top-heavy payroll in the history of mankind, and they better keep drafting well, because every time they have a young player they like, they're going to have to let him walk.
Mm-hmm. Can I go to Twitter for some breaking news?
Hell yes.
Okay, I think we're going to frame this as breaking news no matter what, okay? And it's breaking news brought to you by the Radio.com sports app and Indeed.com. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. So I follow at 105.3 The Fan on Twitter, and they have a thing that says hashtag breaking in all caps.
They blocked me.
Report, Dak Prescott seeking $40 million per year. And then I clicked on it. Now, Ben Rogers vindicated here.
Ben Rogers vindicated.
Wait, okay, where
Jane
is that?
Jane Slater is the tweet that they're using to kind of bounce it off. Jane, at 3:28 p.m., I can confirm reports that quarterback Dak Prescott has, in fact, turned down $30 million a year and is instead seeking $40 million a year, per source informed.
Thank you.
Hashtag Cowboys.
Well done, Ben.
She didn't report on that.
Did she say hashtag Ben Rogers vindicated?
She also said this in her follow-up tweet. It said, this is negotiating a business here. A number, if it gets done, would likely be closer to 34 or 35. But as I reported earlier this summer, don't expect a hometown discount. A hometown discount.
A home gown?
A home gown discount.
She'll wear a home gown discount. So at this point, a hometown discount is 25, 28. That's a hometown discount. He's going to get 30 at least.
If Dak took a contract of Derek Carr's structure, other quarterbacks in the league would chop his head off with a samurai sword.
I don't think
they would get a machete and they would cut his head off.
What's up? It's Draymond Green back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.